The Seattle City Council has approved parking changes across the city. The idea to make better use of the parking lots we have and build fewer new ones. But opponents think it will make it even more difficult to find parking. Here's KUOW's Paige Browning.
Under the measure, apartment or office building owners will be able to rent out parking spaces to the public. That has mostly received public support, but one change has driven controversy. Most new residential buildings in Seattle won't have to come with attached parking lots anymore. The developer could build more units instead of parking. That will apply to apartments close to high-frequency bus stops. Councilmember Lisa Herbold voted against the bill.
That in some neighborhoods may punish people who need their cars, specifically driving jobs, Amazon Flex, Instacart, Uber, and Lyft.
She says that could unfairly impact low-income communities who make up many of those jobs. Opponents also say buses and light rail don't come frequently enough to truly encourage people to go car-free. Councilmember Mike O'Brien, however, says this step could encourage more people to bus and walk.
We have to figure out how as a community we make that transition to a carbon-free, and sometimes that might be car-free future, and it's going to involve significantly hard decisions like this.
The changes are set to take effect in May. I'm Paige Browning, KUOW News.